America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner in the wings with us. Ellen, the National Prayer Breakfast was rolled out, but you went to the National Prayer Dinner, I guess, right? Explain
well,
that.
No, what happens is the Prayer Breakfast has turned into this, sort of this whole weekend of stuff, even though it's in the middle of the week. And people come in and they stay at the Hilton Hotel. And then there's dinners the night before, very different kinds of dinners for different groups of people. So I, Cal Thomas is a friend of mine, and he does a prayer dinner for journalists. Mm. And so we went to that last night, and different journalists get up and give their story about how they found God and all that. And then the president the next morning comes, and the hall holds somewhere around 2,600 people, I think, and then there's 800 people in an overflow room.
Wow. So it's become a, it's become huge, hasn't it?
It's huge. It's a huge enterprise, and it actually operates I mean, they have actual staff people that do this, nothing but this during the year. You can
Wow. The president is busy. I guess he's going to meet with the Haitian president, right?
He is going to meet with the Haitian president today, and this is very interesting. As you know, you were just in Grenada, and I don't know where you came through. Did you come through Trinidad Tobago?
I didn't. I came through Miami and straight down.
Okay. So what we know, for instance, Trinidad Tobago, you can literally, on a clear day, see Venezuela. It's only 3 miles off. And so places like Trinidad Tobago are home, unfortunately, to the drug trade. Not good. And the other problem, of course, as you learned at the virus workshop, is so there's new viruses like that chick virus that's making its way around five islands in the Caribbean, worse than dengue, because the bone-crushing symptoms feel like they're with you forever.
Wow.
And they can be there for years. So there are, in addition to Haiti and the earthquake and the financial issue, there's also these huge issues happening around just economic issues, terrorism, drug trade, et cetera. Terrorism, not so much worry in the Caribbean, although it can goes along, you know, hand in hand with the drug trade. So they have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, chikungunya is the name of that. Chikungunya.
Chikungunya. Yeah, I can never pronounce it.
Oh, scary.
And it's a scary virus. You do not want to get it.
No, absolutely not. How about this other thing, obviously, that people are talking about, and you know you're there in Washington, you're back from Grenada, is the security for the Olympics and these toothpaste warnings, and some people...
Well, you know, I just can't get worried about the toothpaste issue, because we've been hearing about liquids. We know that, you know, Charlene was a pilot before she went to medical school, and she used to tell me that people were always, there are always people on these planes looking, testing out different things, trying to keep a flight attendant busy saying you need oxygen while somebody else kind of looks around and see what they can do. So this is not surprising and not unusual. And, of course, anything they can get it in, toothpaste, if they can weave it in clothes, they're going to. And, you know, I went about through Trinidad Tobago, and they say that you can, there are all these signs saying you can die within 2 hours if you ingest, you know, a balloon of heroin and become a mule. All that kind of stuff. This is not surprising. Somebody said to me, would I go to Sochi? In a minute. I'm more worried about the dogs there.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a scary thing, isn't it? You're talking about the street dogs.
Right. They did get a very wealthy guy to begin to put a... He has a place that they can put dogs, so that's great.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so they're taking dogs off the street because, believe it or not, as we think of Russia being pretty much a dictatorship by Mr. Putin, there are Greens there. There are people that are deal with dog societies, and they're not happy campers.
Yeah, shooting the dogs in the street, not a good thing. And by the way, our pal Bob Ney, the opposite, he says he would not let his family go to Russia. No way, no how.
Well, you know, he's been around the world, but he doesn't do crazy things like go to South Sudan like I do.
True, very, very true. All right, Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up here on America Tonight, the Olympics kick off, and so in honor of the Olympics, in our third hour, last two segments, your medal guesses. How many medals overall do you think the U.S. will win? how many, and then you can go further if you want to. If you want to take another shot at it, you could break it down into gold, bronze, and silver. But an overall guess will do to make it easy for some people. It's kind of like when you get the extra, you put down the extra buck when you're doing the lottery. So you can times it, if you know what I mean. I don't even know what they call it. You can mega up here on our Olympic challenge. And I'll tell you, I was watching a little bit of the Olympics, and I have to say some of the American athletes are pretty poised, I think, to win. Heather Carney is one of them on the moguls. Incredible athlete this young woman is, and I'd say she has a great chance to perhaps get a gold in her event. How she stays, I mean, how they do those backflips in the air and go through those moguls. As somebody who skied in Vermont, hit a pole and had to be taken down in one of those baskets when I was 17. I don't know how people have the skills to maneuver around those moguls like they do, but it was pretty exciting, actually, to watch that. And the best is probably yet to come with the Olympics, too, because then you have the actual medal events over the weekend. And the opening games, will kick off at 6:30 East Coast time. Usually a huge event. A lot of people watch it. And we saw what happened in China and certainly in London, because there's this push to outdo the other country. And that's where all the athletes come into the stadium, and they're, somebody has a flag. There's a flag bearer, And it's a very, very big deal to open things up. So I'm curious as to what will happen in Sochi and what kind of show the Russians will put on. The guy who's art directing or illustrating, putting together the opening games, is an American-Russian. So somebody who grew up in Russia, left when he was 25, and they gave you kind of a little sneak peek of it. I had read a couple of stories, too. So if it all comes off, it may still continue to be just an incredible opening a ceremony, despite all the things that we're hearing about the Olympic Village and electricity going off and problems in hotel rooms and all that sort of stuff. All bets are on the table when it comes to opening games. Certainly that's for sure. It wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't talking about the weather and we weren't throwing in on what's happening in Washington, D.C., because whenever there's a new year, it's like everybody else. There's a checklist, and suddenly it seems like people are busy in Congress. But what are they busy with? A lot of conversation about immigration. I still feel like we're not going to do anything as far as immigration is concerned. We have a new ambassador, or we should have a new ambassador soon to China. You know who it is? Max Baucus. 96 to zip. The Senate approved that one. That was easy. There wasn't any controversy there. And Lindsey Graham says that Hillary should remain the focus of the Benghazi investigation. So not willing to let that die. As the Republicans know, Hillary Clinton is the one that's going to go for the Democrats in 2016. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America Tonight. As I mentioned, Mother Nature really takes front and center when we're rocking through ATN, because without a doubt we get weather on this show, a lot of overnight stuff, a lot of things heading into the morning, and thousands of people are left without lights after the storm slams the Northeast. So here we go again. I was talking about it the other day. This was in the forecast. We knew it was happening. And into the weekend, it's supposed to be not such a great deal either. So a lot of people, especially in Pennsylvania, are bunking up with friends and cousins and, you know, whoever else will have them, because they still don't have electricity. There have been other utility crews that have come from other states, neighboring states like Connecticut and New York, but still they say about 400,000 people at least don't have power. Oh, that is awful. I mean, it's this ice storm. When you get the ice is the worst thing of all. I would take the snow if I were in the Northeast, bring on the snow. If I have to build igloos or shovel or do any of that kind of stuff, that's fine. But I've seen it because I lived through the ice storm in Texas, and it was terrible. It took down trees all over the place, smashed into houses, caused all kinds of problems, and also caused power outages. So the ice storm is what hit Pennsylvania so badly, and all those limbs, when you're talking about like a 100-mile area plus, just did the damage. So shelters were up and people were trying to help other people. And, you know, the governor was out there warning that the freezing temperatures would make for brutal driving conditions. And there was a disaster emergency proclamation. I guess there's different ways you can do that. It's either a state of emergency or a disaster emergency proclamation, which means you're not getting big money in that. They're just telling you what to do. So it freed up some of the state agencies to use their personnel and whatever resources they had. I guess that's what the proclamation can do. So the second winter storm of the week dumped about a foot of snow in some states, forced more schools, businesses, government offices to close. Air traffic, you know, was at a standstill again. Cars, trucks, sliding, you know, the familiar thing that we've seen. In Maryland, they had 60-some thousand people without power. In New Jersey, there were people without power. So there's been some serious damage here for sure. And a lot of the counties around Philadelphia, where I grew up, were the ones that were hit pretty badly. Philly and South Jersey and whatnot. So people were firing up those generators. You know, I say this all the time. If this is not a wake-up call, if you have to be hit on the head to be emergency prepared, I mean, this is it. Is there any doubt? Every single part of the country, especially 2013 and into 2014, has been sacked with something, right? The unexpected. At the very least, for goodness sake, generator, flashlights, water. I would hope that many of you listening to me have at least that kind of emergency prep ready at your fingertips, because I'm telling you, it is. And I know because I've been there. I've been there and I've covered so many disasters, and yet I would just think, oh, well, no. I can go into a newsroom. What am I talking about? I'm in the middle of that. It's not a big deal. But I've been hit with it, so I know what that's like, running around trying to get candles, trying to call people, figuring out when the power is going to come back on and whether or not you have to just bolt, and emptying out refrigerators in the dark, and the insanity that is. And it knows no boundaries. Doesn't matter if you have buku bucks on top of the hill or you got just enough to string together a little shanty somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because Mother Nature is not nitpicky. It just happens. And when it happens and it hits your neighborhood, and that ice especially, then you're in trouble. And, gosh, the more you're prepared, how much easier is it to have to figure out what you're doing in the aftermath? Hey, we figured out something. Dumb things I shouldn't have done, coming up in our next segment. We haven't done it in a couple of weeks, and boy, the mail has piled up ever since we peeled the lid off of that about 5-6 months ago. It has been nonstop. I love the stories that people write in and tell me. And so we're going to share some of those stories with you in just a few. I think you'll get a big kick out of them. I mean, I think some of them you can relate to. I've not met a person yet that can claim they have done nothing dumb. I think everybody has at least a few of those up their sleeves. You just have to sit and think about it for a second. Just got to think about it. All right, so this is no surprise. I said this was going to happen, right? We had the whole toothpaste fiasco. Oh, toothpaste, this is the way they could bring stuff in to Sochi. So planes that are bound for Russia were warning about the toothpaste. Now the Transportation Security Administration is temporarily banning all liquids from carry-on luggage, on nonstop flights between the U.S. and Russia, after the Department of Homeland Security warned terrorists may try to smuggle, of course, explosives in toothpaste tubes ahead of the Olympics. So they decided to get smart and just ban all of it. No carry-on liquids, for fear of what else you could possibly have that you might carry in, that somebody might carry in. Delta Airlines is the only U.S. airline with regularly scheduled nonstop flights to Russia. How about that? So there was a nonstop flight. They posted a warning about the policy on Thursday. They also said passengers traveling to Russia would need to personally check in with a customer service rep instead of online or at one of those kiosks where you just put your passport in. They're not allowing that to happen. And United Airlines, if you've watched even a few frames of the Olympics that's already underway, is the official airline of the U.S. Olympic team. They don't have scheduled service to Russia, but they have some chartered flights to Russia. So that's what the gist of this is. They're building up their, they're checking their database of potential threats. And what they're saying now in Russia is there's no reason to believe Sochi in Russia is under any more threat than any other city in the world. So now they're firing back and saying, yeah, you know, this is the Olympics. And yes, of course, we're hearing things. But is it any different than any other place, any other time? Much like you heard Ellen Ratner say she would go there, but then again, she's not afraid of going to the South Sudan in the middle of a conflict when one broke out or whatnot. So I guess it just depends. And, of course, we're not wishing that anything happens. In fact, we're hoping that it's just smooth as silk and that's it. And everybody goes on to have a good Olympics and we don't have any kind of an incident. I guess it's just that whole lockdown thing, I suppose. And the story also, too, worth mentioning, that Ellen was talking about the dogs. They were shooting stray dogs in and around the Olympic Village because there was a lot of stray dogs. So, oh, well, of course, how do we handle that in Russia? We just shoot them all. And because there was so much protest, finally you had these organizations to help the animals come in and say, oh, no, 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 no. We'll get the animals. We'll get the dogs. We'll round them up instead of just shooting them. There's just something so sadistic about that and twisted with the whole Russia hosting the Olympics that they would think that nobody would weigh in. Oh, you're just shooting the dogs in the streets so that you don't have wild dogs running around bothering people in the Olympic Village and outside of the village. Sure, why not? That's the way you handle that, right? I mean, give me a break. What do they think the reaction to it was going to be? All right, dumb things. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's back to A when the people start to move.
Jack Down Under gets 5 points for the best rim shot so far on this version of America Tonight. I talked about Putin having the dog shot in Russia, this stray dogs, and he says shooting a problem is just so Russian. Get it? Shooting a problem is just so Russian. Touche, he is so right. So I wanted to catch up on one other thing that I'm not surprised about. Speaking of other regimes, our friend Mr. Assad in Syria missed a key deadline to hand over chemical weapons. Are you shocked by that? What? You missed a deadline? You've got to be kidding. Because I thought it was all nicey-nice with the Syrian president, Bashar Assad. But he just keeps giving excuses and breaking promises and not complying and delaying as much as possible, I guess, to smuggle out some of the chemical weapons. So Senator Marco Rubio is all over this one. He should be. He says he's tired of the excuses. The timetable was set up how long ago? Months and months ago. Syria is supposed to give up its entire stockpile of chemical weapons by Wednesday. They're not even coming close. So, with the lack of cooperation, despite these peace talks in Geneva, Assad is again digging in. So what do you do? The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he's confident that the country will meet the June 30th deadline. We'll see. I don't know. Lethal support? Properly vetting what's going on there? That's what Marco Rubio is calling for. I don't think we'll see any of that, though, either. All right, it's time to have some fun. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm just a weenie. Oh, oh, ah, oh. Hey, funny, man.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Very clever. Touche. Another 5 points for Nathan, the technical maestro of America tonight. All right, so this segment is called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. And many of you have been sending in lots and lots of emails about dumb things you shouldn't have done, including this from Joe in Illinois, and he says, Kate, I've got the best one. I had a fake ID made so that I could get into the bars. So I'm old enough to drive, but not old enough to drink. But my fake ID looks pretty good. I got pulled over by a cop a couple of weeks ago. I had a busted taillight. And when I reached into my wallet, I picked out the fake ID by accident before I realized it wasn't my license. So, of course, he looked it over and said, no, I need your license. Handed it back to me, and then I realized I hoped he didn't read the date on the ID, and I handed him the license, and he asked me several times what was my birthday, so I realized what I had done, and he actually gave me a warning for the taillight and told me that I should stay out of the bars, so I think I kind of dodged a bullet, but it was a dumb thing. Yeah, fake IDs. How many of listening to me ever had a fake ID? Did you ever have a fake ID? I had a friend named Mara, good friend, when we were in high school. And, of course, when I was in high school, the whole drinking thing wasn't, I don't know why, but it wasn't this, what we're seeing now, the terrible things that are happening. Maybe because we were just in the neighborhood. And because I have a philosophy, and it could be wrong, and you could disagree with me, but when the whole alcohol thing, when you hit it really, really hard about you can't drink, sometimes I think that drives kids to curiosity, and then they're the ones that are running around getting the hardest liquor they can find and getting bombed out of their minds. Of course, that can really happen to anyone. So she convinced me, and I think it was her, I don't think it was me, but I certainly was complicit in it, that we should get these fake IDs. We needed to have fake IDs because we were just 16, going to be 17. So what kind of picture do you use on your fake ID? Well, we were so clever that we cut out prom pictures, just your prom picture. Well, of course, you look like you're into prom. You cut out your little prom dress, and even if you do it like it's like a headshot, you think anyone's going to look at that and not realize what it was? But I guess we thought we were clever. And we did get those IDs. I really wish I had it now. I swear I would hold it up to the camera and I would show all of you listening to America Tonight. Because it looked so fake, it was ridiculous. But, for what it's worth, I did have it. So I can relate to Joe, who had his fake ID. But he's lucky. The cop was pretty cool about that, I have to say. All right, here's one from Jose in Florida, who says, without a doubt, Ms. Delaney, one of my favorite things I've heard you do is dumb things. I laugh so hard at some of the things people have done because I've done them myself. Here's one that I think maybe some of your listeners can relate to. I was shopping. I was tired. I was running around trying to get stuff for my kids. My wife had a ridiculous honey-do list. And by the time I was done schlepping around, getting spaghetti and mac and cheese and everything else, cereal, I think when I checked out, my total had come to like $75. Of course, in the course of running around, I picked up a candy bar and stuck it in my sweatshirt. not realizing, you know, thinking I was going to pull it out when I was pulling out all these groceries, and I just never pulled it out. So by the time I got home, I realized what I had done. I had stolen a candy bar. My wife, which this candy bar was probably about a buck something, wanted me to go back to the store because she said that stealing is stealing, even if it's accidental. I told her that would be ridiculous after I paid for all those groceries. It was an accident, and it would be embarrassing to go back and have to do that. And we fought about it for practically half the night. It was such a stupid thing. Eventually, what I did when she was with me, I gave the store an extra $1.25 and said I had mistakenly taken a candy bar a few weeks ago. Well, I'm surprised they even took the money there. Here's the dollar for the candy bar that I accidentally put in my back pocket, even though I paid for all the other groceries. But the thing that Jose says, which is interesting, is how many people have done that. Where you are, you're running around a store and you're grabbing things and you don't realize you have something. I think I've done that. I can't remember. It wasn't a candy bar, but I think I did that. I'm sure I've done that where I had, because what I'm famous for is going in the store, I have to only get a couple of things. Ooh, you're getting some asparagus and getting some rice or getting some apples or whatever it is. You run in the store, and then your hands are full of stuff all of a sudden, and you're throwing them in a little basket, whatever. And I think I did that one time. I don't remember what it was. It might have been like some licorice or something, and fell into that same crazy predicament. And I do not remember bringing it back, but I remember I didn't know about it for a long time. Because wherever I had put it, I had no idea I'd done that, and then it kind of dawned on me what happened. I guess for some stores or in some situations, that could be a bad thing. They'll think you're shoplifting. It's like, okay, I have all this stuff, and then I'm just taking this one thing. Got all this stuff in here. This one comes to us from Bob in Montana. Bob in Montana says, I got a good one for you on this dumb things deal. I wrote a whiny note about a coworker who is a real pain in the you-know-what. Always outing all of us for time cards, for other what she considered to be violations of workplace policy. Mind you, she wasn't in HR. Now, she wasn't the most popular woman that I worked with, but I didn't really have anything against her other than she was a pain in the you-know-what. I did write a note, though, to a couple of my colleagues talking about where she should really work and did sort of a funny top five list about her worst attributes. Unfortunately, I didn't realize she was on the list. I hit send, and she got it. She was very, very upset and ignored all of us for a couple of weeks. I felt so bad. I sent her flowers. I made nice, but what a stupid, dumb thing to do. I guess there's a warning here for all of your listeners. When you write emails, be careful who's on the list and who you're sending them to. Yeah, I worked with somebody who did something similar to that. They had written a note talking about somebody that everybody was not particularly crazy about, but it was because the person sort of had a chip on their shoulder or something, and that's what it said in the note, and that note went to that person. That would be brutal. I'm sure I have accidentally sent emails to people, but nothing of that nature. I've sent emails where I had something in it and I didn't mean to put it in it, or I had some crazy misspellings where I hadn't, you know, spell checked it or whatever. But I think people can relate to Bob's predicament. All right, dumb things. You know what to do. Send me your dumb things. We do it once a week here on America Tonight. Send them to americatonight.net. Next, we are talking about the aftermath of the Farm Bill with Americans for Prosperity. Stay with us.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Senate giving the high five to the farm bill. Now, this has been a couple years in the making. A lot of haggling, a lot of lobbying, actually, in Washington went on. Americans for Prosperity's Christine Harbin Hansen joins us now. Christine, were you, first of all, after everything that this bill has gone through, were you surprised that it passed or no?
Hey, Kate, great to be with you. Well, no, we weren't very surprised that it passed. We knew there was some overwhelming support for farm bill programs, and a little willingness on Capitol Hill to actually include any free market reforms to these. So when Congress fast-tracked this this past week, we weren't surprised at all.
Mm. What does it mean now moving forward?
Well, it means that taxpayers are unfortunately locked into five more years of broken farm bill spending. We probably won't hear about the farm bill until it comes up for reauthorization 5 years from now. But unfortunately, it means that they're going to be paying even more in farm bill programs than they were under the 2008 law.
Yeah, and of course, some of the problem is as you dig further into what you're paying for, it just doesn't meet the eye. Is that what you think?
Oh, that's exactly right. When you actually look at farm bill spending, 20% of it goes towards corporate welfare for large politically connected farm companies. So you see things that are kind of ridiculous when you look at them, like a redundant catfish inspection program, revenue guarantees for corporate farmers. Congress says that it's eliminated this widely criticized direct payment program, but in its place, they replaced it with a program that does essentially the same thing and will cost even more.
Yeah, and of course, the people who are proponents of the farm bill, the rallying cry there was that this is going to reduce the deficit, but is that true, really?
Yeah, when it, on paper, according to the Congressional Budget Office, it will reduce the deficit. But when you look at the absolute spending level, it actually is a big increase in spending relative to the other, to the past. This is a $1 trillion bill. It authorizes $1 trillion in food and farm spending over the next decade.
Wow. What about SNAP, too? Because, of course, there was all that conversation about the food stamp program. And what does that mean for SNAP, and what's the downside to that for taxpayers?
Well, the conference report that we saw Congress pass this past week includes very few reforms to SNAP. It only makes an $8 billion cut over the next decade. That's really a haircut when you consider the amount that the federal government spends on this program. This past year, we spent $85 billion on this program that benefits, that's supposed to go towards low-income families. Unfortunately, the bill included very few of the reforms that we were calling for here at Americans for Prosperity.
Yeah, so that pretty much blows the theory of, you know, what are we doing as far as spending controls? There's no spending control really here, is there?
You're right. This really dovetails under the long trend of Congress's unwillingness to get spending under control. Not only did they agree to this bloated farm bill, but, you know, we also had that Ryan Murray budget that authorized over $1 trillion of spending for this fiscal year. So really what we hear is lawmakers talking about, you know, how they want to rein in Washington spending. But when the hard votes come up, it seems like they're just unwilling to do so.
Yeah, not good. And moving forward, like you said, on this one, we've got 5 years. So 5 years, it rolls out, and then that's the end of that. What about something else that we've talked about a lot, wind subsidies? Where are we on wind subsidies?
Wind subsidies, they're my favorite subject. Well, the federal wind production tax credit expires in January, and well, that's another thing that Congress seems unwilling to do, which is extend expiring wind subsidies, which is something that Americans for Prosperity is working very closely on. This is a carve-out that benefits connected wind developers, and it costs the federal government $12 billion a year. This is something that should expire, and we're calling on Congress to oppose extending this retroactively.
Yeah, and this is really for big businesses. This isn't for the average Joe anyway, is it?
No, not at all. Like a lot of the corporate welfare programs that we see in the Farm Bill, the wind production tax credit overwhelmingly goes to large, politically connected companies that can afford to lobby Congress to tilt the playing field to their favor.
Yeah. You know, of all the things that you and I have talked about over the years, the wind subsidies, the farm bill, I mean, this is part of the problem, right? There's this corporate welfare that we don't always realize because it's buried in so much legislation. And I've often thought this, why are half of the bills that then become law so thick, so many pages? I think part of that is because people don't have time. The average person is going to get their little snippets of news, and they don't have time to go through it. But that's what you guys do, right?
That's right. That's one of the things that we do here at Americans for Prosperity. We try to make it easy for Americans for Prosperity activists in the state to keep an eye on Washington. No more hiding behind these votes. That's why it's so important to call up your members of Congress and send emails using our Action Center at actions.americansforprosperity.org and let them know that you oppose this reckless spending that's coming out of Washington right now.
Yeah, and there is something too that I always tell people on the air, Christine, having grown up not too far from Washington and from the time we were kids learning about politics and having to be present at the table and know the issues, that it really is about people. I think sometimes for a lot of the listeners, they care and they're pounding those Congress people and senators, but a lot of people get disillusioned and they think, well, I'm one person, I can't do anything, forget it. The government's rigged, it's rigged toward big corporations, and here we go again. And I can't do anything. But that's not true. That's what you're saying, and that's what you're seeing at these state chapters, right?
Exactly. It's not true that, the Congress isn't listening to what their constituents think. Just putting in a phone call, letting people know that you oppose you oppose extending wind subsidies is so important. They are listening, and when you and your neighbors and other people who are committed to limiting government and improving economic outcomes for hardworking Americans, it's very important to let them know that.
Yeah. The other thing is, the other thing that we'll tangle on, too, a lot is, and this is a bad one, I guess, because everybody's getting ready to pay their taxes or get refunds or whatever, but the whole idea of the tax code and simplifying the tax code, this is something that you got to really keep an eye on, too. I would imagine Americans for Prosperity is watching this as well.
Oh, certainly. We've been working really closely, actually, with the House Ways and Means Committee, which is chaired by Dave Camp of Michigan. They've made some big promises and some aggressive undertakings in trying to comprehensively reform the tax code. So that's something that Americans for Prosperity is very supportive of. Cleaning up the tax code, making it easier, lowering down rates, getting ways to, are you not picking winners and losers like we do with expiring wind subsidies. So
yeah.
Cleaning up the tax code is something that AFP strongly supports.
Yeah, where are you guys, since we're kind of picking apart the issues a little bit here, since we have you, where are you on Obamacare and where we're headed here? Now there's been a lot of people that have, cancer patients, that have had problems with treatments because of the whole payment thing. That's pretty disconcerting.
It's very disconcerting. Americans for Prosperity has been one of the longest opponents of the president's health care law. Even since when he first floated the idea in some of his campaign speeches, we've been hearing from our activists on the ground. They're very concerned that they're facing lost coverage. Many of them are facing cut hours from their employers. This is a really emotional issue, and it's something that our activists are very concerned about.
Yeah, and there's talk about, well, maybe down the line, that's the whole idea. We threw the whole enchilada out there, and of course it's behind the scenes, and we'll pick apart little parts of this law. But as you and I know, that's pretty tough to do once it goes through, isn't it?
It's very difficult. And you do see the administration itself try to walk back some of the provisions in there because, clearly, I mean, this bill was fast-tracked through Congress. It clearly wasn't ready for prime time when it was signed into law. So we see the administration try to walk back certain provisions, certain deadlines to try to improve implementation. But really, it just increases the hurt on hardworking Americans. And that's something where we've been working very closely with some of our allies on Capitol Hill on this issue.
Yeah. All right. Keep fighting a good fight. Americans for Prosperity's Christine Harbin Hansen. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.